A good head and a good heart are always a formidable combination. Nelson Mandela.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, everybody. This is Samantha Lee Wright. Welcome back to the Essential Oil Revolution. I hope you all had a great break. We took a little time off here over at the Wright household, and the kids are actually still out of school for winter break, which is awesome and very stressful at the same time. So this week, my favorite essential oil, I am naming as Stress Away. It is a blend from Young Living that includes copaiba, lime, cedarwood, akatea, vanilla, and lavender. And oh my God, this has been one of my favorite oils for a very long time. But I'll tell you what, man, when those kids are like out of school, no break, Shambay and I both have been a little bit bouncing off the walls along with the kiddos. So we have been applying Stress Away to ourselves quite liberally. I like to put it on my wrist, my ears, my neck, my chest, pretty much wherever. And that combination of especially the vanilla and lime together with that copaiba, oh, it's so good. I can just literally feel it like lowering my cortisol levels. So everyone's a little bit happier when we are dosing out the Stress Away hardcore. Can't wait to share today's episode with you all, focusing around headaches and toxin-free living. Before we get to that interview, of course, let's, as always, pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Lily Davidson in New South Wales, Australia. And this recipe is called Smell Like a Lady Pure Fume Recipe. Get it? Like pure perfume. Anyway, Lily says, my great grandma always told me that I should smell like a lady. So I made this roller blend with her in mind. To make the Smells Like a Lady Pure Fume Recipe, you'll need 10 drops of bergamot, 10 drops lavender, and 5 drops patchouli essential oil. Place your oils in a 10 milliliter roller bottle and top off with a carrier oil of your choice. If you're wearing this perfume in the daytime, don't roll it where it's open to sunshine due to bergamot's oil photosensitivity. Thank you so much for your recipe, Lily. We appreciate the wittiness and the homage to your great grandma. If you'd like to submit your recipe to the DIY Dugout, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. I have been searching forever for a skincare line that would complement the benefits of essential oils, be great for sensitive skin, was research-based, and free of any toxic chemicals. See, essential oils are great for enhancing the absorption of healthy compounds, and we only want to drive the good stuff in. So I am so pleased to introduce you to OneSkin as a continued sponsor to the show. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using the code REVOLUTION when you check out at oneskin.co. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. Now, if you have sensitive skin like I do, you'll be pleased to know that their scientifically proven topical supplements are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can irritate your skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe Seal of Approval. As a naturopathic doctor, I was so impressed by the fact that OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists, and OneSkin's products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. They are also the first and only skin longevity company to target cellular senescence, a key hallmark of aging. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients often found in other skincare products that we try to avoid. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code REVOLUTION at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code REVOLUTION. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with my dear friend, Elise Serrano. Elise is a part-time nurse, a doula, and a wedding and birth videographer. She is married to a worship pastor, and they live in a small town here in North Carolina with their two dogs, Jazzy and Buddy. She is the creator of the toxin-free fam community and has a dream to see as many families as possible have toxin-free homes. Elise, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam. This is so exciting.
I am so excited to dive into this topic specifically about headaches. I know that when I met you, gosh, how long ago was that? 4 years ago, five years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I remember just like, you know, texting and trying to, you know, hang out and hit up. And I'd swear like half of the times you'd be like, oh, I can't, like I have a migraine or I have a headache. I can't.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And so tell me a little more about, for people who don't know you, what that struggle with headaches has looked like through the years.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, for people who don't know me, people who do know me, they can obviously attest to the fact that I used to have headaches all the time. And thinking through back through my history, I have this very early memory of in fifth grade, I ended up getting a headache, or I used to get migraines at that point in elementary school. And so the earliest memory that I have of one was we were on our fifth grade field trip and we were going to Washington, D.C. And we were all supposed to have this dinner and dancing party, something that you're so excited for in fifth grade. And I had started to feel a headache coming on, which led into a migraine by that night. So full-blown migraine, you know, can't be around any sound, can't be around any smells, have to be in complete darkness. And so I ended up having to miss out on half of that party in my hotel room, just sleeping in a completely pitch black room. There was a nurse there with us, and she was like, here, take these two Excedrin migraines as a fifth grader, just to be able to get the headache to go away so I could go join the party. And so, and I don't remember if this was before fifth grade or after fifth grade, but I remember I had to go get an MRI scan done, a CT scan done, vision checks. My mom, even though she never confessed this to me, I know that she was concerned about me maybe having brain cancer. Like it was that severe and that frequent, that constant. So fast forward a little bit to more high school, college era, they had kind of stopped being migraines, but I was still having headaches once a week. And there was a season of life where it was like every Thursday. So you could call them like a cyclical cycle headache. Like I would always have them every week. So again, I stopped having the migraines, but I was able to manage them instead of with Excedrin, with ibuprofen. But here's the kicker. So I was taking ibuprofen all the time. So the smaller amounts wouldn't work. I was taking up to 6 ibuprofen, which is 1200 milligrams. So for reference, one pill is 200. I was taking 6. That is like death to your kidneys. When you're in the hospital, so again, she mentioned I'm a nurse. When you're in the hospital and you have kidney issues, they don't even give you ibuprofen. They won't let you have any of it. And so here I am taking 6 ibuprofens every week, sometimes more because the headache might not go away. Super scary. I was like asking for dialysis and asking for a heart attack in essence. So that was during like high school, college time. And you think, well, why would you even have to take medicine? But like, if I didn't take medicine, it wouldn't go away. It would just continue and continue and continue. So the faster I took medicine, it was better off. But I remember my husband would say, Elise, just take some medicine. But I'm like, babe, I don't want to because it's so bad for you. Like, it's so bad for my stomach. I don't, you know, there's other side effects that I'm sure I'm risking, putting myself at risk for, because I see it in the healthcare field. They try to avoid those things. So, you know, something that changed my life forever was when I used to work at a spa up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. I ended up getting this free facial because of it being an employee of the month. And I was 22 years old and I still had awful acne. So I had been on antibiotics for like 6 years of my life. That didn't work. I tried everything prescription facial product wise, you know, Proactive, Neutrogena, Stridex, all these other things. And I was expressing my frustration to this girl and she's like, why don't you just try to get off dairy for like 3 months? And to me, I was like, okay, I'm so desperate. I will try anything at this point. So I ended up getting off dairy, but you should also know that dairy was like the main food that I ate. I was here in college. I ate cereal for breakfast, cheese cubes for snack, pizza for dinner. Everything had cheese or milk in it. So I had to completely change my diet. But within that 3 months, my skin completely cleared up. And so when I say that changed my life forever, I ended up realizing that what we put in and on our bodies affects our body. So what does that have to do with headaches? Again, it was like this light bulb moment. What I put in my body and on it will affect it. So then I thought, okay, what else can I do to help my headaches?
Yeah. Wow. What a story. And thinking about little fifth grade Elise not being able to go to her right. dance party, that makes me so sad.
It is so sad.
Well, so you've talked a little bit about milk, and you noticed that that was really contributing to some of your acne, some of your health issues. What other kinds of things did you discover throughout the years that you found were really contributing specifically to your headaches?
Oh, so a slew of things. There are so many things that can contribute to headaches. Specifically for me, there might be stress can do it. Poor nutrition, eating a Pop-Tart for breakfast versus like eggs and spinach for breakfast, not eating frequently enough, that could set me off into a headache. Maybe not getting enough sleep. And that still to this day, if I ever have a headache, that's the thing that will do it. And that's not like my other headaches. That's not like a headache that won't go away. The way to get that to go away is to go sleep. So if there's ever a lack of sleep, that's that kind of headache. But, you know, some people, I've not had this one too much, but hormones can attribute to that. This is a crazy part too. Actually, ibuprofen, people who take ibuprofen all the time, they can actually have rebound headaches from taking the ibuprofen. So then you're just in this cycle of, oh no, I have to take it. I have to take it. Oh no, I got a headache. I have to take it again.
Right. Right.
So
yeah, what a scary cycle.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I want to backtrack for a second because you said something about like the kind of headache you would get. And so is a headache just a headache, just a headache? Or does it matter like where the headache is or what kind of headache it is?
Yes, I love that question. I think it matters where it's coming from for you personally. So here you are, you're sitting here. Ask yourself, where do I feel this pain? Where am I experiencing this? Is it behind your eye? Is it on the temple of your forehead? Is it your neck? Because when you start to take notice of these things, it's going to help you learn to get to the root of them and listen to your body, and thus you can treat it appropriately. So for example, if you're having a headache, like more in the frontal lobe of your forehead, well, I would want to ask you, do you work at a computer or in front of a screen all day? That could be a headache that's due to some strain on your eyes. Do you need to get your eyeglasses checked? Do you need to get up from your desk and move around and look around more, taking breaks away from the screen? Because we were never meant to be as focused on screens as much as we are today. Or another example would be, do you have pain under your eyes or what you call quote unquote like sinus headaches? I would ask you, do you have allergies? Do you know what you're allergic to? Have you ever paid attention to things that trigger you in that way? Why do you have allergies? Like, is it when you're in a certain scenario? Is it a certain time of year? Have you ever been tested to see what you're allergic to? And have you ever tried to decrease any stimulation on your immune system by getting toxins out of your home and see if that helps with your allergies? Because allergies sometimes can be a manifestation of, you know, here we are, we're like our immune system's under attack, under assault all the time from other things in our home, toxins in our environment. And then it's just like, well, the allergies are the thing that's not as bad. So we're going to let that break through and manifest because we're trying so hard to fight off everything else. So I would ask that as well. And I want to say to that, I had allergies growing up. Like I had to be on allergy shots. I didn't ever finish them. I only went through maybe like 6 months of them. But I never deal with allergies now. And I really think that has to do with some of these things that I think we're going to talk about later in this podcast of, you know, working on these things to help get rid of headaches, to help get rid of acne, which has ended up helping me, you know, get rid of allergies as well.
Yeah, it's all connected. Our bodies don't work separately. It's all one unit. And, you know, one thing happening in one part of your body contributes to something happening somewhere else in the body. It's so true.
Absolutely.
Well, how can essential oils really combat some of those triggers and contributing factors we've been talking about, Elise?
Absolutely. Well, I think one thing to note that's important in my history is one of the biggest reasons that I got into essential oils coming out of that whole dairy, no acne season, learning that what goes in and on my body matters, is that I was like, okay, I'm ready to get rid of headaches. And at the time, it was more of a free rein on things that you could say like essential oils could do. So, you know, I'd heard that they could help with headaches. And so I was kind of treating them like a medication would, like just like I would with my ibuprofen. I was like, this medication will help me not have a headache. So I was like, let me treat essential oils the same way. Well, that's where I kind of got into it and noticed quickly that that's not the way it necessarily works. So I think one of the things before you start wanting to use essential oils for different things is to think of them not like we do medication, which is more so symptom management, but we need to look at oils as a lifestyle, like a lifestyle that supports overall wellness. Because if we're supporting our digestive system, which is, you know, our gut is linked to our brain, you know, we're going to be helping out other things as well. And also we need to be consistently using them. So we know that essential oils work and help our body do what it was naturally designed to do. And I am a firm believer, and I was actually told by people that I worked with at this spa that you aren't meant to live with headaches. And I remember hearing that and being like, almost like, how dare you? Because you haven't lived my life. And like, I can't control this. Like, how can you say that to me? Like, what are you saying, that I'm broken? But in fact, it's like, there's a lot of things in my life that needed to change. And then it's like, yeah, we actually aren't meant to live with headaches. So we use these essential oils. We learn that they help our body do what it's naturally designed to do. But with that point as well, when I first got into essential oils, I remember I was actually teaching at the time at the local high school, and I put a specific oil in my diffuser, and I put a lot. And everyone had said, like, go slow, Elise, when you're a beginner, like only 1 to 2 drops. And I was like, whatever, you guys, you're crazy. So I put like 7 drops in there. I had the worst headache in that room. And I was like, so again, for me, I'm used to headaches. So I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, why am I having this horrible headache? Ends up, I leave that room and actually the headache goes away. So I was having a reaction to this oil that I was using, which actually I had heard at the time, like sometimes you can have sort of like this detox reaction to these oils because there's so much junk that we are just, our bodies are under attack. Like I was talking about, that these oils kind of have to come in and like clean us out. So we might experience some effects. So with that, if you get into oils and you're trying to help out these other issues, understand that you might face those issues in the first half of it or the first part to then get you to the ultimate goal when you're without certain
issues. Yeah, I remember getting that text from you because you were like brand new and you were so excited to use your oils. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you were like, Sam, I don't think I can use these oils. Like this is making my headache worse. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no, you got to slow down. You got to use less and please stick with it. So are you glad you did?
Yes. And this is one of the things that I'm so passionate about them because it changed my whole lifestyle. So it was like dipping the toe in the water and now I'm just all in. But the oils were the thing that kind of helped me be introed to this world, to this lifestyle.
Yeah. So paint us a little picture of kind of what that looked like for you. Like what were your favorite oils? Like when you were having a headache, which oils would you kind of go to? Maybe where would you put them on your body? And what are those kind of lifestyle changes that the oils really helped you implement that have made such an impact?
Absolutely. Okay. So first things first, you know, you get your pack of like 11 oils and you just start using them for all the things, right? Again, I don't want to ever say, I'm just going to use this one oil for this symptom. So I want to be using Digize or one for that helps support the digestive system. I want to be using one like lavender that's going to be helping me with feelings of calmness, with feelings of groundedness, you know, peace and calming is another one that I used. Peppermint is probably my favorite oil, especially the Vitality version that you can put under your tongue. It is just so like a wake me up and just get me excited for life. That's also one that I use for those more times when I'm experiencing more neck problems or things like that. Pan Away is another good one. And then, you know, we talk a lot on here. You guys talk a lot about Young Living. They have a Coolazul pain cream that's really, really effective as well.
How do you use that Coolazul pain cream?
I just rub it right on my neck. It feels so, so good.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I know that you have been cooking up something really, really special for your tribe, and it is a 5-step guide for banishing headaches. Do you want to walk us through maybe a couple of those steps? I'm not sure how much time we'll be able to get them all in, but give us a little taste of what that's going to be like.
Absolutely. Well, this guide is pretty much the same guide that I used in my own life. I'm just giving this to you straight from my own testimony of the things that I did that I can absolutely say contributed to now this lifestyle of no headaches for months now. I haven't had a headache. I can't believe I can even say that. It's so crazy.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, I had to do a lot of things myself to help with that. So I think one of the biggest things, and I would also venture to say it's one of the easier things of this 5-step guide, is getting rid of toxins in your home. So last year, I believe it was last year, I did this kind of walkthrough, this email series called No Toxin November. And a little bit before that, I had heard about this app called the Think Dirty app. And it's where you take this app and you go scan some of your products that you use in your home. And it gives you a rating based on how toxic it is. And it even breaks it down into systems. So toxic to your reproductive system, toxic to other systems. And it gives you, you know, science studies that have been done on these things. Cause I don't want to just go trust what somebody else says. I want to be able to trust it from a recognized source. You know, that's big within the medical field. So I want to look at that as well. So I don't want any sneaky marketing. So I go and I scan something that was in my bathroom. I think it was like my cleaner or my shampoo, and it was rated an F. And it was this brand that I had thought was a clean brand. It had been marketed as that. So many people use this brand. It is so mainstream and they say it's clean. But I was like, oh my, it was another eye-opening moment, just like I had with the dairy, to be like, whoa, this is going to change my life because I can't keep using this. It says it has like reproductive damage to an unborn fetus. Like, are you kidding me? I can't be using this on my body. Like, I could get pregnant at any time. So did that with my shampoo, did it with these other things. And I felt like passionate to go say, let's do this No Toxin November. And even when I started doing that, I started looking at laundry detergent. I started looking at my dish soap that I was using, my household cleaner. And so throughout that process, I was helping people say, here, look at this stuff. Look at what's in it. Here is an alternative. Here is an awesome option. So that's one of the things that I'm going to walk you through, is getting rid of the toxins in our home. Because here's a fact that maybe you know, maybe you've heard, maybe you don't, is that there are more than 1,300 chemicals banned in Europe, and there's like 30 banned here. So that's saying something. I don't think that our government has put into place a value on saying what chemicals are harmful, what chemicals aren't. And so it really is up to us as the consumer to go do that research for ourselves. So again, using that Think Dirty app is one of the things that I'll be talking about within this 5-step guide. And another thing I wanted to touch on though is like getting into that, I think I paused and didn't want to know a lot. I didn't want to know earlier than I did, because it can be overwhelming and it can feel like, how am I ever going to be able to afford that? So trust me, I get that. I've been there. So a beautiful part of what I'm going to help people do is realize it doesn't have to be done all at one time. You can take one or two items, maybe three, and then trade those out 1 month. And then the next month, trade something else out. The next month, trade something else out. In a year's time, your whole house is going to be clean. Your whole house is going to be toxin-free. And you didn't have to do it at one time. You didn't have to bust the bank or bust the budget, because believe me, I am big on the budget. We're doing cash envelopes right now. We believe in Dave Ramsey. So you know, we do the cash envelopes, we get it, but we make ourselves a budget that says this is our wellness budget. So we make that a priority.
Absolutely. And especially, I mean, I think you and I are alike in this, Elise. We're not really heavy on the DIY stuff. We're busy. We ain't got time for that sometimes. But if you are into the DIY, there are so many cheap alternatives to detox your home as well. So there's really a way to make it work for everyone.
Absolutely. I think it's so funny. We've talked about this so many times. You should have seen me. I wish we were on video just now. I was like, hands in the air. Yes, I do. I just am not that person. And that is okay. If you are, I want you to be my friend.
But Well, and I think it's great to kind of get away from that stigma too of, oh, you can only live a healthy, toxin-free, clean lifestyle if you are super crafty and have all the time in the world to make your own laundry soap and all these things. No, it doesn't have to be that way. You just have to be a little more scrutinizing about what you allow into your home, do a little more research. So I think it's just great that you've created this guide and you've really made that so easy for people and you're just walking them through what's worked for you.
Absolutely.
Before you go, of course, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is, share with us what your daily health habits look like.
Sure, absolutely. Well, number one is definitely listening to my body. So what does my body say today? What essential oils do I need to, maybe take internally, put on my body? What is my body saying today? But again, some of my favorites are peppermint, frankincense, Digize, Copaiba. I love to put some drops of those in this Young Living supplement called Ninxure Red. I take that every single day. I might take it multiple times a day because here I am, I'm listening to my body. And so today, recording this episode, I probably took 3 shots of this Ninxure because I'm like, I need some more support today. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I've also always got my diffusers going. This time of year, it is thieves all day, all the time. And then, when I need to get things done work-wise, here at the house, I put peppermint and lemon. That is my go-to blend to get things done. Part of my health habits as well is working out either every day. That doesn't really happen all the time. Every other day, every third day is kind of where I'm at right now. I've been starting to do CrossFit. CrossFit's really hard and sometimes I'm really sore. Another thing is going to sleep by 10 p.m. at least. I try to get 8 hours of sleep all the time. I'm really like a thriver at 10 hours, but 8 hours will have to do. And then also just practicing gratitude and thankfulness. I have this app on my phone called the 5-Minute Journal. I have the paper copy, but I feel like I use the app more. I'm using the 5-Minute Journal, practicing thankfulness.
Wait, I want to hear more about this 5-Minute Journal. That sounds really fun.
Oh, you do?
What is that?
Well, I ended up finding out about it as the paper journal. And inside of it, it has, 3 things that you're grateful for. And then it also has positive affirmations that you can say over yourself throughout the day. It says, what will I do to make today great? And then it also says, the daily affirmations, I am ... So whatever you need that to be, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am a child of God, whatever you want to say. And then at nighttime, you go back in and you say 3 amazing things that happened today. And then you also say, how could I have made today even better? So it's a really cool thing. I love it.
What a great reflection tool.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Well, last question for you. What's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I think the easiest thing that you could do in your house today is to ditch all your candles. And I know somebody out there is going to be like, but no, how could she say that? Because listen, I've never been a candle person, but I know people that are candle people. Like they love going to the candle shop. And I just need to say this in a very loving way. There is something out there that's better for you. And getting yourself a diffuser and getting some oils, that's not only do they smell good, but they're actually helping heal your body versus, there's been some studies that have come out to say candles are just as dangerous as smoking cigarettes. But I get it, you kind of want it for the ambiance as well, but there's diffusers out there that have candle flicker options, So you can live it both ways. You can still have that.
You can. Yes. We get creative in our bedroom. I I cannot do the candles because, like, yeah, I can't do it. I've got allergies.
Exactly.
I'm very sensitive to those chemicals that are often put into candles. So yeah, we have our diffuser that has flicker lights. We have a lamp that has like mood light colors.
Yes.
And we plug in Christmas lights sometimes if we really want that ambiance. So there are ways, but yeah, it is hard to let go of the candles. I know.
Absolutely.
But that's a great tip. Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Well, Elise, this has just been phenomenal. Thank you so much. I think that this episode's going to help so many people out there that are really suffering from their headaches. And I hope all of you check out that free guide. That is such a gift. Thank you so much. Again, you guys can find that at EliseSerrano.com/toxin-free. Of course, that link will be in the show notes below this episode. Thanks again, Elise. It was great having you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you all so much for hanging out with us here for another week on the Essential Oil Revolution. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. The show notes you're looking for are going to be just below wherever you're listening to this episode. If you have trouble finding them, just go to our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. Click on the show notes for today's episode to find all of our amazing sponsors, all of the resources and links that were talked about in today's episode. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. As always, folks, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.